You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's a Tuesday, and that means commentator Gary Joyner is with us once again today to look back at hurricanes and how they have sculpted history, both past and present.
Each year during the warm months, the Gulf Coast states warily watch the weather forecast for indications of that most feared of the great storms, the hurricane. Since the early 20th century, those storms have been named. Some of these names are so embedded in our collective memories that following a particularly bad storm, babies born at the time of the storm take the names. Consider Audrey, Betsy, Camille, Andrew, Hugo, most recently, of course, Katrina and Rita. These monster storms are tropical cyclones. The name comes from the Mayan word huracan. They constitute the largest violent weather phenomena in the world. Some of them have changed the fates of nations. Spain gained Florida in 1565 and established a major naval base at St. Augustine after a hurricane destroyed a French fleet sent to block them. In 1609, a hurricane blew ships destined for Jamestown south, and the survivors found firm ground on Bermuda, which they promptly colonized. 31 years later, the Dutch were poised to attack and colonize Cuba, but they ran into a hurricane which destroyed their opportunity. Dutch influence in the Caribbean waned as Spain gained a stronghold. A study of these storms began in the late 1890s. The first storm to receive massive scrutiny had no name. It was simply called the Galveston Hurricane of 1900, a storm that killed at least 8,000 people. The charming seacoast town, once a major port city, lost its political and economic clout to Houston, deemed to be safer because it was further inland. Under the present rating system, it was a Category 4. Today, the scale's zenith is a Category 5. Category 5 storms are traditionally the most destructive. Consider Hurricane Audrey that moved ashore in June of 1957 near the town of Cameron in southwest Louisiana. It wiped out the town. The only building left standing was the ice house, which served as a temporary morgue. 500 people died. Betsy hit Louisiana in September 1965. This storm posed the greatest threat to New Orleans until the 21st century. 75 people died. Camille landed in August of 1969. So powerful was Camille, with its 200-mile-per-hour winds, that it not only slashed the coast, but moved up the Mississippi Valley, crossing the Appalachian Mountains, and caused massive flooding in Virginia before exiting into the Atlantic. It killed 250 people. Andrew slammed into southern Florida in August 1992. Crossed the Sunshine State, then it moved across the Gulf of Mexico and blasted Louisiana, forcing more than 1 million people to evacuate across the South, becoming the second most costly hurricane in history. The top honor, of course, goes to Katrina. The hurricane season of 2005 brought three Category 5 storms. Two hit our Louisiana and Texas coast. Katrina came ashore in late August, devastating New Orleans, where levees failed to hold. It changed Louisiana's economy and demographics, affecting it perhaps for decades in the future. The damage total exceeded $74 billion, with 1,200 people dead, 1,000 of those in the Bayou State. As the Gulf Coast initiated recovery efforts for Katrina, Rita formed and crashed into southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana. It added an additional $10 billion in damages. The devastation of the great storms is best observed not in the dollars lost, but in the tragedy of human loss and suffering, and the many ways hurricanes change history, certainly history that matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. Morning Edition continues now here on Red River Radio.